Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go. Yes. Yeah. I forget about Hedwig and the Angry Inch. I forget about it. And then I remember it like maybe every 2 or 3 years. It suddenly just pops into my head. I've got no idea why it popped into my head today. I've never seen the live version. I want to see the live version. That's what I want to see, the live version. But the movie is incredible. It's about this transsexual who is born in East Berlin, but kind of gets, if I remember it correctly, gets smuggled over to West Germany by an American like corporal or something who pays for the operation, the transitioning operation, and it goes wrong. And so Hedwig lives, identifies as a woman, but has still has an inch penis, the Angry Inch. And she travels around America writing these amazing rock songs. Spoiler alert, I'm going to tell you the plot to Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Here we go. Writes these amazing songs, but they're stolen by her ex-lover, a guy called, what's his name? Tommy Gnosis, I think. Something like that. And he becomes like the biggest rock star in the world. He's kind of Marilyn Manson, is who he's supposed to be. And he has all the success. And Hedwig's like, yeah, but I wrote the songs. Oh, man, it's some movie, huh? Some movie. Tonight it's a Hedwig special. You wait till I play you Wig in a Box. Man alive. It's something about that. Great news. Great news. Internet. The internet has won today. The internet has won. Not only is John Gaunt getting trolled by the ASA online. It's funny. It's funny. He's doubling down and denying everything. And they tweeted him saying, John, the onus is on you to prove your diet works, not for us to prove it doesn't. And you haven't been able to prove it does. So thanks very much.
Ouch.
Not only that, but thanks to Will Guyot. Got a big up Will Guyot, tech expert, tech guru. Thanks to Will Guyot. Thanks to, I would say, 60% of the people who replied to my plea and to the sheer patience of Scott Balcony. At Balcony Shirts is back online on Twitter. At Balcony Shirts is back online on Twitter. Here's a fun thing. Here's a fun thing for you. Why don't you just try and report some of those tweets and see what happens? Let's get this guy taken down permanently. Because here's the truth. It wasn't a joke. I did it deliberately. He's a scumbag. He threatened to kill me. Got taken back. It was so stressful. We think it was a permaban, but Will Guyot, who is a tech expert, and if you've seen him on telly, he's been on here, he's been on a few other radio stations. Really nice guy. Looks like our friend Paul Scoynes.
Yes. That's why he's got on so.
He's broke because, you know, he's broke because he bought a farm and there's like a huge barn there and he just buys arcade cabinets to put in the thing and he's got no money because he just, every time he gets some money, he'll buy an arcade cabinet. Aww. It's incredible.
No money, but he's happy.
He's happy. I'm going to go down there at some point. Anyway. I kind of messaged him and said, mate, this is what's happened. I'm in a pickle. Can you help? And he said, let me speak to some people at Twitter. And he came back and he said, Ian, here's the problem, right? You are classified, you are flagged up as someone to be taken seriously when you report a violation, when you report someone. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I said, I can't really go into too much detail, but there are some people who are kind of ignored a little bit. And there are some people who are taken very seriously. It's not just because of the blue tick, but whenever you make a report, it's taken a bit more seriously than some others. And I'm really glad that Twitter are prioritising the safety of white heterosexual men online because we're just not protected enough. And he said, Will said to me, it will get sorted. It may take a few days. I'm hoping it will take an hour. He said, I think I can get it done within an hour for you. So I then texted Scott Balcony. I got his Twitter account suspended because he threatened to kill me. So I then texted Scott, but it was crippling his business. It wasn't really, you know, but it wouldn't
it was
have been
annoying.
Great. It wouldn't have been great. So I texted him and said, give me 2 hours.
Right.
After an hour, nothing. After an hour and a half, nothing. An hour and 45, nothing. So I texted Will and said, Will, any news? He said, I've just asked for an update. After 1 hour and 59 minutes, Scott texted me and said, mate, there's only a minute to go. And I said, well, we've got plenty of time. Literally 60 seconds later, he went, I'm in. And they fixed it. They fixed it. They unsuspended the account. We had a good old laugh about it. Apparently, he Where's my phone? I've left my phone. Anyway, he texted me saying his son had just phoned him up and was in hysterics about the whole thing. Thought it was hilarious. So we got sorted. So thank you to everyone who helped. A lot of you people retweeted and, you know, and I think that did help. That did give it a bit of weight. Some of you were a little bit narky. Well, up yours, Delores. Some of you were downright potty-mouthed. And I have to say, that everyone who replied, and there were quite a few in the double figures, everyone that tweeted me saying, you're a C, or that's a C-ish thing to do, I hope you enjoy your Twitter suspensions, because I got them suspended.
Because they take his reports seriously.
Yeah, they do. Don't call me a C, because I'll report you. I got great pleasure. And it was a joke. People go, well, how can you joke? Why would you jokingly report someone? Did you not think what was going to happen? Do you know what? Obviously, I didn't. What I thought was going to happen was, it was dumb. It was really dumb. I made a really bad mistake. And here's the thing. I made a really bad mistake that hurt a good friend of mine. And I admitted the mistake. I put my hands up. I phoned him up several times and asked him what I could do to help. I offered to give him my Twitter. I have to give it to him. And I made a public apology and I made a public plea for help. And we got it sorted. So everyone, there's all these people going, well, what did you think would happen? You're such a thief. Right, first of all, you're suspended now because you called
also,
me a C.
Also, what did you think was going to happen when you called him a C?
Yes, exactly. And secondly, I can tell you what I thought would happen. I thought I'd get an email saying this doesn't violate the Twitter's terms because I'd actually tried to report someone who'd been much worse the night before. And I would send him a screen grab of that and saying, oh, you got off this time. So up yours is what I'm saying. Up yours. Anyway, I'm off. I'm off Twitter now. Twitter is forbidden in the studio during the show, Catherine.
Yes, off. But by the way, well done, Twitter.
Yeah. Well done, Twitter. They did it. They sorted it. Yeah. Thank you. Well done, Will. Thank you. Thank you to everyone who offered your support and who tweeted the link to Scott's shop. It worked out.
Now, if Twitter could work on, you know, when people write to me to tell me that they're knocking one out over me, if you could possibly work on that, I'd be really grateful.
Okay, there we go.
But obviously, I'm not on the same list as you are.
No. His priorities are screwy and skewy, and no doubt I'll get abuse from that. And then I tweet.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
Then I deleted some of it. Then I deleted like my Twitter, because I deleted Twitter the other day, and I opened it up again to try and sort this thing out with Scott. And then I said to Scott, by the way, once this is done, I'm out of here. And people thought it was because of the Scott thing. It wasn't at all. It was just out of there. Right? I'm not enjoying it there. So I deleted. And then this New Zealand tech expert tweeted. It's not that easy. So I will come to you in a second, Andrew.
He's just trying to squeeze this accent out.
Fashion chaps. It's not that easy to just get away, to make your mistakes disappear or something. And then he tweeted, my Twitter page had been deleted. But then a screen grab of the whole thing that started it off.
What was his name? Gemini Crackat.
I'm thinking, and I was sending all these to Scott going, well, who's this idiot? And then some woman was having a go at me going, this is really bad of Ian Lee to do this because of the hardworking people at Twitter. And also it demeans the serious cries for help. Oh, no, it doesn't. So I just blocked anyone that was giving me abuse. Just blocked
them. Yeah, and you know what happens then? They come crying to me.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the guy who said there was a guy that claimed I'd slept with his dead mum. Sorry. Here's what I don't remember the incident. Here's what I think it was.
It was a your mum joke, wasn't it?
It was. He would have said something, and I said, yeah, because I was, sorry, mate, I can't, I'm too busy doing it with your mum, or something like that. He would then have replied with the killer line, well, my mum's dead. Okay, right. So that's what that was, and I may have had a comeback. I don't know. Don't remember. I think there was certainly a guy who was trolling me when I was doing Twitch, who I'd made a joke about it, right. Doing it with his mum. It may have been that guy. I don't know. But he said it was on Twitter. And so He's been
holding on to that for this whole time.
He's still been following me and laying into me. And I'm thinking, I've got no idea who you are What? I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
I had a little chat with him.
I saw.
I got to the stage this afternoon where I kind of ran out of flying frogs to give.
Yeah.
And
just block them all. Block everyone on Twitter.
Well,
block them.
First, I just wanted to say it.
Losers, scumbags.
I quite enjoyed saying it.
A-holes and scumbags.
So don't come for me in the next 24 hours because I will come back.
Yeah, and also don't. I'm off Twitter for a bit. And listen, I'll probably go back on there at some point, probably. But don't send messages to Kath for me via Kath because she will not pass them on. She's on strict instructions not to pass them on.
Because the point is, he's off Twitter.
Yes.
So.
I've deleted my email. I've deleted the contact me page on my website. I am in the process of changing my private email that some people have. I'm in the process of changing that. And I'm in the process of changing my phone number. So I'm disappearing off of the grid. You can phone me between 10 and 1, yeah. Monday to Fridays on Talk Radio, 0344-499-1000.
I was going to say, we're highly available for 3 hours. What are you waiting for?
Yeah, exactly. That's it. I cannot be trusted on social media. That's fine. I've accepted that. And so I'm getting social media away from me. And also, I don't like being contactable. Okay, I don't like being contactable. You've got 15 hours a week when you know my telephone number, guys. So why don't you make the most of that? Let's speak to Andrew. Then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to have an intergalactic space war. Let's go to Andrew first of all, though. Good evening, Andrew.
Oh, good evening, Ian. Just a quick call about antidepressants and weight gain.
Yes.
I was listening to you last night, and you were sort of humming and ahhing whether you're going to go back on.
I'm going back. I'm going back. I emailed my doctor today and he said, yep, we're getting back on the venlafaxine. He's going to send me a prescription, hopefully by the end of the week. I'm back on them.
Okay. Well, I looked on your website and you said one of the reasons you had stopped is because of the weight gain.
Fatty, made me fatty.
Well, I had a similar experience with mitazepine.
Mitazepine was the one that really made me put on a stone and a half.
It's terrible, yeah.
I put on a stone and a half and when I came off mitazepine, I shifted a stone in a week. It was incredible. And then I put it back on again. And I think it's partly age. I think it's partly lifestyle. Mm. But I do think the mitazepine has impacted on me in the long term in terms of what my glands.
Okay. Well, I was on that about 5 years ago because I'm a similar age to you and similar height, about 6'4".
Old
four.
And tall, yes.
And I was north of 17 stone on those.
Yeah.
But what I did, I had a lot of problems with my teeth, and in an effort to stop losing a tooth, I gave up sugar.
Oh.
And I saved my tooth.
Simple
and
as fat.
I lost about 3.5 stone.
By giving up sugar? Now, here's the thing, because I did look into this a little bit. It's tough to do, isn't it?
Well, it wasn't really, because, I mean, all I do is I look on the supermarket on the per 100 grams.
Yeah.
If it's less than 3 per 100 grams, you can have it. So that means that you can have pizzas, you can have all the Chinese food, pasta, curries.
Yes.
There's always one or two which are less than 3%.
Oh.
And you can have, but you've got to cut out obviously the obvious stuff, chocolate and puddings. So if you go out, you can't have a pudding.
Well, I love a pudding.
But I can. I've since changed from mitazepine to citalopram.
Yeah.
But I haven't put on any weight. I'm about 12 and three quarters now.
Hey, what? 12 and three quarters stone at 6'4"?
Yeah.
This guy's my hero.
And it's just through sort of normal eating, but no sugar.
You're my inspiration. I want to be Andrew.
He's your thin spoke.
There was a book I read after I'd given up the sugar.
Yeah.
Which is called Sweet Poison by David Gillespie.
Okay.
And that really explains what's going on.
Yeah.
And that was, I recommend that to anyone. But if you're on, I think it's underestimated the effect, the weight gain that SSRIs and that class of
tablets.
People don't understand it.
Andrew, is it true that your taste buds get kind of retrained and you start to taste things differently?
I don't know. I enjoyed food before and I enjoy it now, so I don't know really. But I don't find it any hardship. You soon get used to it. And it means you can take the tablets, which make me feel so much better, and don't have that horrible side effect of being, when you're feeling down, the last thing you want to do is be 3 stone overweight.
Yeah, that was the thing it was getting to me. Hey, go on.
Can you eat fruit? No.
Yes, I do. I eat whole fruit, but I don't eat fruit juice. Or dried fruit. I don't eat dried fruit, but I eat as much whole fruit as,
But fruit is sugar, isn't it?
I know, but I think it's because it's the fibre in the whole fruit It sort
you
of
shit
changes
it out.
Its characteristic. But I wouldn't eat. So cereals are out.
Right.
So you know, but you can have a English, you know, bacon and eggs, or you know, scrambled eggs.
This is knitter diet.
So we're talking yeah. about sort of refined sugar then that is out.
Well, no, all sugar really, but not. I do eat whole fruit, but that's the only real exception.
All right. Okay. Hey, listen, Andrew, nice old man. And how's your head? Very quickly, you kind of going
I'm
in the right
fine.
Direction.
The tablets helped me a lot.
I'm,
you know,
I'm going
I'm
back,
fine.
And I kind of wrote a little blog post today saying it felt like a failure, but actually,
I know
it's not a failure, but it feels like
over
it.
Christmas, and I heard you saying you were thinking of stopping, and I thought, I hope he knows what he's doing.
Here we go. This guy's going for a plunge pool.
Yeah.
All
right. It's a dangerous game, isn't it, stopping?
It is, Andrew. Thank you very much, indeed. I'm going back. It feels like failure, but I know logically it isn't. And I would say to anyone else, it's not a failure, but it feels like failure. Because my head isn't lying to me at the moment. I got that. I'm there. I'm with it. Hey, Alan's there. Alan, stay there. I'm glad you phoned in because I want to have a chat with you in a bit, brother. 0344 499 1000. Hey, who wants a planet? We're giving planets away. Planets and stars are being given away. And then we are going to have an intergalactic space war that's going to take place on the show. It's going to get bloody.
You know what's going to happen.
Yeah?
We're all going to be clamouring for Uranus.
Oh, please, Catherine, we are better than that. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Jacked up jive talk for janitors, jazz cats and gin-soaked boys and girls.
Is that Commando?
If you're awake, you're welcome.
I've got 5 cactus needles stuck in my...
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We've had a text in. Catherine, you naughty girl, anus sex is taboo. Now, then you can click on
Tabooty.
You can click on someone's text and see their other texts. And they're all to... Well, the previous one is, that's a terrible thing to say, quotes, I'm masturbation to you. But then all of the other texts are to George Galloway, saying I want like, quite political statements.
Also, I don't remember talking about that particular element of lovemaking. I was talking about planets, you perv.
Let's go to the big man, Al.
Hey!
Oh, hey! Someone sounding better than they did yesterday. I've been worried about you. How are you doing?
I've been great, thanks, bud. I spoke to my doctor this morning.
Yeah?
And I had a nice long chat with him.
A lifelong chat?
A nice long chat.
Okay.
And he said, it's probably just a 24-hour thing. Have a cup of tea and get out your system. So I was working on the allotment.
Hey, and are you feeling better?
Yeah.
Yes, mate. Alan's cured depression.
Especially with my birthday coming up on Saturday.
Here we go.
How old will you be?
39.
Aww. Here's the thing, right? Exercise doesn't work for me, right? But in terms of going for a run and stuff like that. But going for a walk does. Today I just went and sat on a hill and phoned some people. But doing physical stuff can be good because it kind of takes your mind off stuff. It becomes a bit like meditation. So doing the allotment is a great thing to do. I'm so pleased. I'm so proud of you, Alan. Well done, because you sounded terrible yesterday.
Again tomorrow.
There you go. We're going to the allotment.
Yep.
Here we go.
I don't want a planet.
Right, okay. So we're giving away planets, and I need to draw a map. So we start. The centre of the universe, of course, is the Earth. So that is
the sun was the centre of the universe.
Mate, you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's the number one paper.
Okay. Oh, he's good. He does know what he's talking about. So there's the Earth. Then you've got the Sun is there. Then around the Sun, you've got the Moon, which is smaller.
No, but the Moon orbits the Earth.
I think you'll find it goes around the Sun, mate. Otherwise, no.
It orbits the Earth. Mercury,
all right,
Venus, then the Sun,
all right,
Mars.
Of course it does, buddy. Okay. If the Moon orbits the Earth, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How do we get a solar eclipse? Boom!
Because the Moon is the direct path between the Sun and the Earth.
Because it's going around the Sun. You've just argued my point for me.
No, it goes around the Earth.
Yeah. Okay, mate. All right, mate. All right. Just don't forget that yesterday you didn't even know what day it was, and now suddenly you're Brian Cox. So we've got the Earth is the centre of the universe. We've got the Sun. We've got the Moon going around the Sun. Then the next planet is Neptune.
No, Neptune's further away. It's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto.
You've said Neptune twice, mate.
No, I've said Uranus.
You said Neptune.
No, I'm not Poseidon.
Venus. So it goes like this. Earth.
No, Mercury.
Earth.
No, Mercury, Venus, Earth.
Earth, Neptune, Mars. Venus. Then we've got Mars, which is a very, very small...
No. I am looking at Wikipedia. If you load up Wikipedia and look up the solar system...
No, I'm not going to.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn.
Saturn? You said Saturn. No, mate, you said Saturn. I'm sorry, Alan. You said Saturn. There's no such planet as Saturn.
Well, I wanted Alpha Centauri.
Sorry?
I wanted Alpha Centauri.
Okay, well, you can have Alpha Centauri.
That's right, at the very end.
Yeah, it's on the other side. Yeah, I've got to go over the page for that. So Alpha Centauri is tiny, it's insignificant, it is would be very... By the way, this is going to be a war, right? So it would be very, very easy...
I just thought of a space joke.
Oh, go on, mate.
Go on, Kath.
Next to Alpha Centauri, there's one called Eris. So yeah. Do you know Eris from Uranus?
Okay, so Saturn...
question for Kath. You know Eris... Does he wham it in?
What?
Does he wham it in? Ram it in?
Here is the wham.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
When he's making love. So Saturn is next to Alpha Centauri. Now, Saturn has got the rings. And, of course, we know on the rings, that's where they keep the weapons. So, Alan, you've got Alpha Centauri, mate, but you're going to get taken over quite easily because the person who takes Saturn, I'm taking Saturn, so that's me.
What about you, Kath?
I'm going to go Venus. Okay. Venus was a name.
Okay, well, I can't actually give you Venus.
Why?
Because we can't give all of the planets to us. We've got to give it to the listeners.
Well, how come I don't get one?
Right, okay. Now
I've got one, Kath. Andromeda.
Shut up.
Oh, that sounds nice.
You're just making them up. Random number generator. Right, so Alpha Centauri is a... So generate... hang on a minute. Shush. Everyone shush. Random number generator between... it's there. Between 1 and 10. Right, so Alpha Centauri is so small, it only gets 1. I get 9 numbers, he gets 1. So I'll let you pick this, Alan. Pick a number between... You're going to lose this planet. Pick a number between 1 and 10, please.
4.
Right, I'm going to hit generate. If you get 4, then you win the invasion from Saturn, from me, and you win Saturn. If you do not get 4, you lose Alpha Centauri, and I get it. Right, so I'm going to hit generate. If he gets a 4, Catherine.
Okay, I can vouch.
What did he get?
Oh, he got a 10.
Oh, mate, you got a 10, Alan. So you lose Alpha Centauri. You're out of the universe. I've got it. And I add that to my arsenal. Okay?
Okay.
Which is a planet not many people know about. Sorry about that, Alan. Tough luck, but you thought you knew more than me. And it turns out you actually knew significantly less. Thanks for your call. Goodbye.
Thank you.
There we go. So we've got the planet so far. We've got Earth, Neptune... In order. We've got the Sun and the Moon going around that. We've got Earth, we've got Neptune, we've got Venus, which I cannot let you have, Catherine.
No, you missed out Mercury.
I've not got there yet. We've got Mars. Then on the next side of the page, we've got Saturn
and
Alpha Centauri, which are owned by me.
Uranus.
Then Uranus. Uranus is... Okay.
Neptune.
I've got done Neptune.
Pluto.
Neptune is next to Earth.
No, it's not. I mean...
Pluto isn't a planet. Pluto is gas.
Still there.
Yeah, so you're saying if I fart, that's a planet.
No, nothing could live on that.
Well, then, Kath's done a joke. Let me deconstruct it and prove to you why it's not funny. So your definition of a planet is something that things can live on.
And they tend not to.
Loca, mate, doesn't work at all. Nice try.
Loca.
So we've got Venus is next to Saturn.
No, it's not.
Then we've got... oh, no, I've done Venus. We've got two Venuses, OK? Because we've got Venus.
You're cocking this right up.
No, I've not.
Do you want me to draw you a proper map?
I'll tell you what. This is what we do. I'd like you to draw your universe. This is my universe. There will be battles within the separate universes. And then the strongest universe will battle the weakest universe and I will win.
Yours doesn't exist. Yours is...
Mine is accurate.
Yours is mashup, man.
Mine is accurate. Admittedly, it's got two Venus, but that could happen. That's string theory.
I need a pen.
Okay, well, you should have got your own pen.
That is my pen.
No, it's not. No, this has been in my bag for very many weeks.
A zebra print pen.
Let me go to Craig. Good evening, Craig.
Hello, good evening. How are you?
I'm actually getting quite annoyed with with Catherine's lack of knowledge about the solar system.
Well, actually, I've got something that trumps that.
Oh, go on. What you got?
Because, you know, when you mentioned string theory...
Yeah.
According to quantum theory, we can be everywhere at once.
Does that mean I get paid when I don't come in?
Yeah.
Ah, now we understand the thing that our colleague Eamon is operating on.
He's got a quantum theory contract. Wow, that guy is good.
He is.
Yeah, he could be having
a massage and earning money.
Actually, get this, because my original question was going to be,
yes.
Do you know the friends that I know that are on certain medications for... You know, to deal with stuff,
yes,
which has its place.
Yes.
Have you ever tried sort of hypnotherapy or anything like that?
Oh, here's a funny thing, right? So what was that podcast you told me to listen to, Catherine? I listened to the wrong season of it.
Oh, it was Finding Cleo.
Right, but it was also called Missing and Murdered,
yes.
Right? So it's about murders and people going missing in Canada, right, Craig?
Right.
And the reporter would go and speak to old witnesses, right?
Okay.
And she would go up to the old, in Canada, would go up to these old witnesses, and three or four of them, she said to them, so did you talk to the police? Did the police question you? And three or four of them said, yeah, they put me under hypnosis, and then they asked me questions. I'm thinking, what? First one, I thought, oh, that's weird. Fourth one, I'm thinking, well, this must be a thing then, that in Canada... They hypnotise.
Sort of without them knowing?
Well, no, you'd have to know. I used to be a hypnotist, right?
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah, I used to be a stage hypnotist. Worked with Paul McKenna. And
I was going to mention Paul McKenna for you for what you sort of going through.
Yeah,
You know, I'm a big exponent of him, to be fair.
Oh, I like him. He gave me my first job in TV. My first ever TV credit as Ian Rugby was writing on the Paul McKenna show. It was a summer job when I was at college. That's how cool I was.
Oh, that's amazing. Because he works with Richard Bamber, doesn't he?
He does. I haven't seen him for a long time. I once, here's my life, right? I once, get this, I don't even know who this guy was. I was once flying first class from LA to London, not on my dollar. And
fantastic.
First class is quite small. But luxurious. And Paul McKenna was on there. And I hadn't seen Paul McKenna for years. And so I hid from him. I don't know why. He's a nice guy. I just didn't want to spend the whole 10 hours talking to him. But I spent 10 hours hiding from Paul McKenna in first class on a flight from LA to...
Did he find you?
No, he didn't. Which means the whole hypnotism thing is bunkum. I dig what you're saying. But and I love hypnotism. You don't really see it much anymore. There's nothing funnier for me than someone being told to forget the number 7. It's the funniest thing. The look of confusion as their face as they count their fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11. I've got 11. It's so funny. But I am a little sceptical it solely being used to...
As a therapeutic
intervention, yes.
I used it, maybe not for depression, but I used it when I was having my first baby. I had one of those CDs. No.
How was it for you?
I don't know, because I only ever heard the first 5 minutes of it. Put me to sleep. Which I would suggest... It's probably a good thing.
No,
because basically, if you combine the sort of hypnotherapy with NLP, which is sort of neuro-linguistic programming, reprograms the mind to think in a more positive way, it does have its merits as such. But I was just wondering if you ever tried it.
I had a boss who you've met actually, Catherine, who got into NLP, right? And I've not studied NLP, but I read a little bit about it. Scott Solder.
Uh-huh.
And I knew he'd done this NLP course, right? And basically, there's one of the tricks of NLP of sort of it's you can use it to sort of manipulate to get your way in a conversation.
Oh, management wise.
Yeah, but you can also use it. You can use it to kind of make your so someone accepts your ideas. There's a thing called mirroring, right? So if I wanted to manipulate you, exactly, I would start little hand gestures you make. So you just put your hand on your finger on, under your chin. You do that. Put your hands there, and I just copy it very very subtle way, and I just copy you slightly. Stop sticking your fingers up and making the masturbation gesture. So I would do that, and it would kind of relax you, put down your defences a little bit. It's not, you know, manipulative. It's sort of almost like a soft hypnotism thing. It will make you more malleable to what I am saying, okay? Mm-hmm. But I knew he was doing that, and I could see him doing it to me. So I would then copy him. And so we would end up having these really weird conversations where we'd be doing all these kind of hand...
mirroring battle.
Yeah, it was a mirroring battle, and neither of us left happy, you know. Wow.
But let's say, Ian, if you thought that NLP could possibly work for you, would you try it properly?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Ah, that's a bit of NLP working on you there, wasn't it?
Oh, he's done me. He's got me.
Oh,
he's
I thought you were just asking a question.
He's bloody got me. He got me. All right, Craig. Listen, nice to talk to you, man. Thanks for the call.
Brilliant.
Cheers. Tutty bye.
Well done, mate.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Tutty bye. Tutty bye.
That baby still hurt on the way out, by the way, guys.
0344 499 1000. So we've got Universe 1, which is my universe, the correct one, which has the sun and the moon goes around it. And then you've got the Earth, Neptune, Venus, Mars. Then you turn the page and you've got Saturn. And you've got Alpha Centauri, and then you've got Venus. And then Catherine's made up. What the hell is that?
So this is a minute.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's see what you've
Sun,
got.
Sun, Mercury, Venus. Looks like Pokemon Ball. No, that's the eye of Venus.
Okay, well, you know, it's got planets don't have eyes.
Well, it does. Earth.
Yes.
Moon with a face on. We all know he's got a face. Mars, Jupiter, Saturn with the nice fancy ring.
All exactly the same size.
No, they're not.
Yes, the moon is bigger than Earth.
Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. It's not to scale, but it is in the right
Uranus order. Is bigger than the solar system. So here's what's happening. Sally, Hannah, Jeff and CJ, stay there. This is what's happening. We're giving away planets. Now, now this is where it gets interesting. We've got two universes. We have Universe 1, which is my universe, and we have Catherine's universe, Universe 2.
The actual universe.
So if you come on and you claim a planet in either universe, and then you can do battle with another planet... And then when I've got enough soldiers, I'm going to invade Catherine's universe. And here's the thing. When I win your universe, I'm just going to destroy it. Just going to destroy it. That's what we're going to do. It's going to be a lot of fun. 03. We've really thought this game out well. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.